Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 365 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue episode 27, The Great Egg Caper.
It aired November 3rd, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and directed, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand and directed by Ryuta Tasaki.
Put a little stank on 2000.
I always put a little stank on 2000. That's the only way to say 2000.
2000. Bam, bam, bam.
Well, we don't need to go that far.
You're right. Not yet. Hey, if you listen to one episode of the Morphin Grid a day, it will take you a whole year to get through it.
I was just going to say, we've been doing this for one year now.
One calendar year, technically. Josh, before we do all, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, go watch episode, come back and talk about it, blah, blah, blah. How is Slender Man? You watched the movie Slender Man recently in the theater?
Yeah, Latasha and I go on a movie date every month, and we were struggling month.
Not a lot
to choose from. Slender Man was playing only on Thursday, only had two showings.
Okay.
We went to a 9:50 showing. And
at night?
Yeah, because it was at 7 and 9:50.
That late.
And with the time Latasha got out of work, it was like we could either be like super early for the movie or late.
Right.
So we'll have dinner, we'll go out. Go at 9:50.
Okay.
It's not good. Slender Man is not a good movie.
It's not good. But it's Slender Man. I love Slender Man.
It's not good.
He's so tall.
He is tall, but here's the thing. They don't show you him very often, which is how you need to do Slender Man.
That's a trick, yeah.
But until like the end, where they just straight up show you Slender Man in a business suit with giant tentacles that coming out of his back, chasing someone through the woods, and you're like, see, I don't get it. Where'd he get that suit? Why does he have a suit?
Well, I mean, the suit is part of the original.
The suit's
picture.
Part of the lore. And they do have a lot of, like, the actual lore, the made up lore
the
for actual internet contests
of
Slender Man. The problem is, it's a good creepypasta. It's a bad movie.
That's not a whole movie.
It doesn't translate. The pictures, the Photoshop's creepy. The movie is just a bunch of scenes strung together. There's no, like, through line. I mean, there's the main characters and they summon Slender Man and then it's slowly just him driving them mad or taking them. There's no final battle.
Yeah.
He wins and that's it.
So here's the weird thing about Slender Man is that it was made up by people on the internet. Like, and you can find the forum that it was on and read them going like, look at these two Photoshops. Let's make a creepypasta, like literally, right? And so then they made, a couple people made Marble Hornets. I just watched this whole thing about Marble Hornets on this YouTube channel called Nightmind. And I was like explaining the whole thing and like how everything connects and all the extra stuff that you would have missed if you're only watching the videos, all that. And like, I feel like that became the definitive Slender Man. And so now when people try to do other Slender Mans, they're like, all right, we have the two pictures to work from and that's it. And then they end up with the Slender Man movie.
Yeah.
So
I mean, see it if you want to.
If you like Slender Men,
it's
in suit, in bespoke Slender suits.
If I was to rate it, I would say watch it if you're interested in scary movies or Slender Man. Don't go out of your way and don't buy it.
Okay, so like if it happens itself,
rent it.
If it finds its way to Netflix, you'll go as far as renting it.
I would rent it if you can get it.
If you're at a Redbox
for
like $1.
For $1.
Okay, glowing recommendation.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know because I saw that you, Dan, we haven't hung out for any period of time since then.
This has been Movie Corner.
Yeah. Cool. We're going to go watch The Great Egg Caper, so hope it's good. Oh, you can Netflix and DVDs this too for more than $1, but it's Power Rangers. If you do a Netflix, all of them are there.
If you spend the $10 a month for Netflix and only watch Power Rangers, that's like
800 episodes.
What is $10 divided by 800? Like 8 cents an episode?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's pretty
That's
good
pretty
deal.
Good deal. And you have everything else.
And then
That's
also you can watch other things. Yeah. All right. We're going to watch that right now.
Rescue Ready. And we're back, and we just watched The Great Egg Caper.
eggs were caped.
Yeah, not Dracula style.
No,
there's not Lance from the Elite Four. No. Not that kind of cape.
He is pretty much Dracula, isn't he? If Dracula was super into dragons.
If he trained Pokemon dragons, he'd be Lance.
Oh, weird. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Podknife, Stitcher, PodBay, PodBaby, PodDracula. That takes your other, that only, if you have a, you have to have a podcast downloaded already and drinks up that podcast and takes it away from you and gives you a new one.
It gives you rabbits.
And gives you rabbits. And sometimes our podcasts if you pay $1 a month. If I knew how to make websites that could do this, all these would be real. Oh, man. They would be the worst websites.
They would shut down the internet.
Maybe that I could be the hero the city needs then.
Maybe. Well, we need the internet for this.
We do need some internet.
We can get rid of a pretty good slice of
it. What if Pod Dracula, you...
It sucks the life out of Reddit.
It takes a Reddit away. And so, then it's like, here, you can have one every podcast, time you just deleted a subreddit.
Every time you listen to an episode of Rabbits, a subreddit gets deleted.
Look, I would listen to every episode of Rabbits 1,000 times until they were all gone, except for the My Hero Academia one that I poke into once a week. So yeah, if you want to leave us a rating or review on any of those places, or if you're gonna donate some blood to Pod Dracula, you can do that. That would help us out a bunch. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including bonus audio. Still need to put that up. And by the time it goes live, and you hear this, they've already cast Sonic, so the whole thing is moot. Well, not the whole thing, but at least the part where we talk about casting Sonic.
Yeah. Also, you remember how I was like, he's not going to drive the car. He's going to run next to it.
Is he driving the car?
Is there
a picture of him driving the car?
There's some shots from the set of a person in a full green suit.
Driving. Sonic doesn't need a car!
He's not even driving the cop car. He's driving like a station wagon.
Why is he in a station wagon?
Sonic the Hedgehog steals a car in this movie.
Sonic runs so fast, he doesn't need a car.
No cars can catch him.
Unless.
He's Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's the size of a real hedgehog and is super fast for a hedgehog. It's really only like 15 miles an hour. Though I don't know if you've seen a hedgehog run, like a real one.
I haven't. The most I've seen a hedgehog do is float on its back and curl up in a ball when you poke its tummy.
Let me tell you about hedgehogs running. Those little tootsies can move. They can motor. Anyway, you also get the blooper reel for the first half of the season and some Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills bonus episodes. That is patreon.com/JakeAndJosh again, in case I forgot to say it because we started yelling about Sonic the Hedgehog. We really appreciate if you
have a lot of strong feelings about Sonic, I guess.
Apparently, I was a Nintendo kid. You know that about. I don't even like Sonic the Hedgehog that much, except for Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, the best Sonic game.
That's a good one. It's like one-third a good Sonic
asterisk
game.
The Eggman and Tails levels bite ass.
They're bad.
They huff butts.
They could be cool. But instead, they're like, what if the whole time you just hear beep, 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 beep,
beep. Oh, it's so annoying. Have you seen the speed run where they just like jump off a level and fly? They're like, all right, good, we hit it. And it's like, what?
They do that with Sonic, too. They're like, okay, here's a quick level skip. We'll just jump off of this loop and half the level is behind us now.
I love the treasure hunt levels. I'm not going to badmouth them.
What you're going to do at the end of City Escape is you're actually going to drive into the driver's seat of the Big Mac truck and drive down the hill. And then smash through the buildings, wall clip out, and then you'll appear on the other side of the goal ring.
Then you just hit the goal ring and you win. Then you can take all the rabbits and the little puppies to feed them to chows.
There's like little skunks. You can feed that to your chow babies.
Feed your chows. These live baby animals.
If you feed them
And also with, drugs.
If you feed them with Shadow Rouge or Eggman, then they turn bad.
Yeah.
You get bad little naughty chows.
And then there's like a chow hell and a chow heaven. And you can send them to Chow Hell.
Where is my Chow Garden phone app, Sega?
I don't know, Sega.
You want to make $10 from me?
Please?
I will buy $10 worth of Chaos Emeralds or whatever your premium currency would be.
Chow Awesome.
Chow Feed.
Chow Bucks.
probably anyway, just be gems. They're always just gems.
It's just gems or coin, or it'd be rings. You would have to
rings
convert
would be the
to
regular
rings.
One that you can only buy like grass with.
There's also those like bars of color. We're so far off the plot at this point. There's still bars
those are
of color.
Drives. So okay,
and
so
you
the
just
animals,
also smash them down your chow's you throats, feed, and they get faster.
If you feed a chow an animal, it starts to kind of like turn into it. So if you feed it like a skunk, it gets like a tail. If you feed it like a bird, it's like a little feathery or wings.
Yeah.
If you feed it a drive, it just stays a chow but gets the stats.
Yeah.
That's
so if you want
the difference.
If you want it to be an angel chow or a devil chow, you have to only use drives.
And if you feed it
but
only
if you
with
want it to be a skunk chow, if you want it to have a smelly butt, you gotta feed it live baby skunks.
Yeah. And if you feed it too many with Sonic, it'll start to look like Sonic.
Blue.
And if you put an egg on its head, it'll for long enough. If you take it off, it'll have little Knuckles hair.
Really? I think that's true. Hey, Sega, you're sitting on a gold mine. Anyway, we're gonna have a guest on Friday's episode this week, so we're gonna do some emails now.
All right. Yeah, this episode's not already way off the rails.
Why not? Let's just live here. This is from Michael. He says, "Hey guys, new listener here. I discovered the podcast last month and have since pudgy pigged my way through your episodes of In Space, Lost Galaxy, and now Lightspeed Rescue. I love the show, and you guys have inspired me to finally go through and watch all the series I missed, i.e. everything from Time Force onwards. Time Force is very good. Can't vouch for anything else, but I've heard good things about most of them too." My question for you guys is this. If you were tasked with creating a new Power Rangers team, what would you like to see? I think an all-bird team would be pretty cool. Eagle, Owl, Crane, Penguin Ranger. Anyone? Thanks again for reminding me of the Power Rangers rules. P.S. for a hiatus bonus episode, what about ranking morph calls / morphing sequences? I think we talked about doing that.
I think maybe. We did talk about that.
I don't know. I think we just said morph calls, but I think the call and the sequence, those might be two lists that we have to make. But
yeah.
Because Lightspeed Rescue's call sucks, but their morph sequence rules.
Yeah, it's one of the best. Especially like
their new running one.
These last couple episodes are like, what if they just jump through the shield instead of doing the whole thing?
Yeah, dog, it's
that's
great.
So good.
So what would you do for a Power Rangers theme? A team theme?
Oh boy, I don't know.
A PR team theme. I have one that's cheating because it's like a comic that I want to make. So I'll just say it and whet people's appetites. This is the only reason I'm learning how to draw is to make this fucking comic. Oops, I swore. Sorry. It would be classical elements versus the periodic table of elements. Magic versus science, but backwards. So the science would be the classical elements, and the periodic table would be like demon forms of those elements. And that's it. That's what it would be.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I feel like an all-girl team based on seasons would be pretty sweet.
I think you're right. I think you know. I think you got something there, and maybe you could call it Sequinox.
I definitely want. I don't know so much about a theme as much as I want them to do a frog again. I miss a good frog. but I definitely want a girl-heavy team. I think we deserve that.
We just need to at least bare minsies a girl Red Ranger soon.
Yeah,
like
just flip it 3-2 in favor of girls. Just give them a chance.
Hey, Hasbro, you know how much girls like to spend money on toys, right?
Like,
an entire aisle to yourself at Target. you know what the untapped market for Power Rangers is? Girls. They've been underserved.
Yeah.
So you can fix that and make a lot of money and also be very cool at the same time. Boom. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
We also got an email from Tessa. Tessa says, "Hey guys, I'm not entirely up to date. I'm on episode 109. Well, in a little while, we'll see you here. And by my calculations, there's about 10 episodes that I just don't have access to via any episodes. I think it's Turbo. It might be like 35 at this point. I desperately
let's see. This goes up next Monday.
Next Monday.
I'm off last Wednesday.
You're off to day after
so
tomorrow.
I might just real quick throw Turbo onto the archive without pictures for
and
now.
I'll make pictures and send them to you.
Just
then
so
you
they're
can,
available and I can just update the photos later.
Yeah, because I think a lot, someone said a lot were off there. And I was like, we need to hurry up and move our keysters on that. So yeah, hopefully by now, when this goes live, Turbo is up so everyone can listen to it. Those are some really good episodes, I think, because Turbo got bad. And then got good again, and then it was bad sometimes, but, you know, it was fun to talk about, mostly. I don't know.
We made it. That's the important part.
We made it. You're right. Anyway, that's not why I'm emailing you. Today, I just want to tell my friend Brendan, otherwise known as Sonata Waves on Twitter, hello. Hello.
No.
This
hey,
is
man.
This is from Tessa. I know you're listening since you decided to skip Lost Galaxy. Sucks that one of our favorite series decided to be horrible, huh? I also thought I liked Lost Galaxy when I was a kid, and I was terribly wrong.
Yeah. That's the first shout-out someone's given
I know.
On our show. We made it.
We made it. We did it.
Now we can start charging for those.
Yeah. Just fork it out. No, it's fine. We're not that famous yet. We're 0% famous. And after this weekend, we're going to be even less famous because Ranger Danger is about to blow up. They are at Power Morphicon.
Oh, yeah.
They are hosting a live reading of Shattered Grid with a lot of Power Rangers.
Oh, dang.
They're facilitating it somehow. They are heavily involved with it. Those guys are doing great. If you went to Power Morphicon, I hope you told them hi from us. I'll say that on Twitter or something so people can hear that because it was, again, last weekend. Anyway, I guess I should have a point to this email aside from marking when I sent it. What season are you most looking forward to just from first impressions, like what you've heard on the internet or what you remember about from when it was airing? Happy days and may the power protect you, Tess.
Mystic Force.
I'm really excited about Mystic Force because the theme song rules, the suits are great, and that's it. That's all I know about it, is that the theme song is the best one that they ever made.
I think what happened, actually, is that the theme song burrowed into your brain, and now it just lives there, and mm-hmm. so you have to like it because you can't get rid of it.
I mean, hey, it's a win-win, right? it yurked its way into my brain, and now it's
you are
forever.
Actually just the theme song now.
In a human husk, and here come the Power Rangers, the Power Rangers. I can't wait.
The suits rule school, though.
They I'm do.
Very excited to see how goofy, because it's also like a magic season, right?
Yeah.
They're like wizards.
They're like wizards. They do spells. They do Harry Potter spells.
Very excited for that.
Time Force, which is what we're doing next, I'm very excited for, because I watched it recently, like a year and a half ago, and it was the greatest. But then, like, I'm also excited about the hits. I'm excited to, you know, for RPM and Jungle Fury and Dino Thunder. You know, the ones everyone talks about, I think those are going
to
be really good.
Trying not to get too excited for RPM, because I don't want it to be a case of everyone blew it up too much.
Same. Yeah.
So,
and I think a lot of it is that, like, people watched it when it was airing, and the one before that was Overdrive, which sounds like it was the dirt
That's
worst.
That's the opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah. That's the one I'm least excited to have to slog through.
Yep. So,
I'll take Megaforce any day over Overdrive.
I mean, I don't know. I did watch Megaforce and it was really bad. But yeah, I'm looking forward to those. I think, and also definitely Mystic Force, because
just look at it.
What if it's good?
Just look at it.
Look at it.
They can't mess that up.
And listen at it.
Look at it with your ears.
I think it's going to be great. And here come the Power Rangers. Yeah. So that's all we got for emails. Do you want to jump in?
Yep.
Hey, this one is Looney Tunes, right?
This is like
a pretty
second
Looney
half
Tunes
of this is Looney Tunes. They bring King Candy in and it turns into Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Oh, he was doing King Candy.
Yeah.
I was like, that's Snagglepuss. But then I guess King Candy is doing the Snagglepuss.
It also is Snagglepuss. And I feel like there's at least a season one or two monster that has the same exact voice.
Well, it's a Hanna-Barbera voice. They all made the laps, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we start off on Olympias summoning an egg. You were looking at your phone for like 1 second.
Yeah, you started it and I wasn't done with Twitter yet. And I looked up and I'm like, did he just have the egg?
There's like an oval outline. It's like wah, 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 wah. And then he holds his hand out where that oval is, and then an egg appears. And he's like, now that I have the egg, I will do bad with it. And Diablo 3 is like, you're not going to do anything good with that egg. And he's like, yes, I am. And then Viper's like, let us have the egg. I know how to hatch it. How? Everyone knows how to hatch an egg.
It doesn't matter, because Olympias pushes her out of the episode.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, goodbye. So he's like, Jinxer, you're the only one I can trust. And so we get a profile shot of Jinxer, and his nose looks like a wing-wang.
It's a wiener.
It's just,
Jinxer's got his wiener.
It's just hanging brain, and it comes right out of his face, and it's bad.
Yep.
And he's like, Jinxer, you're the only one I can trust. You and your wiener nose. Can you take this and do something cool with this egg?
I also noticed You might have said this in an earlier episode, I forgot, and just re-noticed it now.
He's Waluigi.
He's got, like, fly wings.
I never noticed. Maybe I did, and I have also forgotten. Does he have fly wings?
Yeah, he's got little fly wings on his back. You can definitely see it at, like, the end of the episode. He's trying to run away, and he's just got these two little wings on his back. So I think he might be a demon mosquito.
Is he, like, a blowfly?
Something? Maybe.
Gross.
He's nasty.
Here's the thing I hate about Jinxer. All of him. This episode.
We did like him, and then they made it this episode.
Yep.
And now he's bad.
And honestly, the rest of the episode, pretty good. Jinxer, pretty bad. But Jinxer does know how to hatch this egg. You gotta put it in the water. Hold on a minute. You can't do water stuff.
No, the whole thing about demons is that they can't go in the water.
They can't do water.
They're going to go in the water at least twice.
Baddies jump straight up in the water, and Jinxer and some baddies get knee-deep in water, which that I can understand. Like, you're not underwater, and maybe right. That's the thing.
It's like, just, like, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're just, like, it burns a little bit.
But no, baddies jump off the pier
later. They
go
swimming. It sucks. So then we go to the theme song. It's, like, 20 seconds, and we go to the theme song.
Yeah.
We come back.
Here come the Power Rangers.
Here come the Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue. Here we go. And then we come back, and Kelsey is aggressive inlining, and she goes to a food stand. She's like a farmer's market, and he's like, hey, Kelsey, here's a tangerine. I'll be right with you. Just like, here's a tangerine on the house for making you wait, I guess. This is great service. And then there's a thief there taking apples, putting them into his backpack.
The camera starts, it's on Kelsey, and then it like pans over to this hand. Who shoves one apple into the bag. And then we go back to Kelsey, and we cut from Kelsey's point of view to this thief shoveling apples into the bag.
Oh, yeah, just knocking them in. She's like, hey. And he's like, whatever. And then he takes off. He puts his skateboard down, and it's Borders versus Bladers here on Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Welcome to the X Games. And so we get a big, long chase that gets close. They almost do sketching.
It's so close.
Then they don't. Instead, what he does is he jumps up on the bed of this like flatbed truck, throws some boxes and a man off. The guy lands on the road after being thrown from the car.
I think he was supposed to land on a box, but he missed.
He entirely missed. Yeah.
He went hip first onto the pavement.
I think maybe like one butt cheek hit the corner of one of these boxes, but
that's not going to help. It's just going to twist you a little bit and put more pressure on that hip.
So now instead of just landing flat, you did a kickflip McTwisty from your butt cheek, and now you landed real hard on your other hip.
He also, the skateboard thief, did jump over a crate that two guys were carrying.
Yeah.
He's a good skateboarder.
He's good at doing tricks. He's Dodney Mullen, Rodney Mullen's brother.
The problem is that Kelsey is an okay rollerblader.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
She's been shown to be great, but this episode, instead of jumping over the trash bins, she slaloms through them, and that costs her a lot of time.
That costs you a lot of time, a lot of points. Yeah, there's definitely a point where she goes the long way around one of them, and she didn't need to. And then there's like the guy that's with the box, like, I just called him Derek in my notes because we got a name at the end, but I didn't hear it. But he was Derek the whole time because he looks like a Derek.
He looks
to
like
me.
A Derek.
And see, Derek ollies over the big box, and Kelsey does like a flash dance, like knee slide under it. And that also cost her some time. You could have just ducked.
Yeah, I mean, they had it way up.
It was pretty high. And so then he gets on the bed of the truck, and he throws some apples on the ground, or she trips on the one apple that landed near her. Kelsey, you're a Power Ranger. Come on.
Also, he just stole all those apples, and now he just threw them all away.
I mean, I guess it's better that than be caught, but like,
he's like, I'm going to get away with it for nothing.
Yeah. Well, at this point, he just doesn't want to get caught by a random person, because he doesn't know she's a Power Ranger, unless Lightspeed Rescue, like, everyone's like, hey, if they wear this jacket, they're Lightspeed Rescue. So he gets away, and he hides behind a bush, and Kelsey, like, skates by and looking for him. And she's kind of motoring, like, I just, like, not impressed, but, like, a little shocked at how fast she was actually skating for this shot. And so then we cut over, and it's Sentai footage for a second of Jinxer and the baddies, and they have the egg in a cage, and they are dipping it into the water.
Like how you dye an Easter egg.
Yeah. And so they're dipping it in the like a little pond, and then Derek sees it, and he's like, whoa. And he goes to get closer, but he trips over his skateboard, and I swear he lands like junk first into the trucks, but he just gets right back up, so it couldn't have been that bad. And then they all grab him because he blew his cover, and they're about to, like, I guess, beat him up. At some point, Jinxer's, like, glasses pop up, and his face looks really weird under them.
He's got, like, these squinty, wrinkly eyes.
Tiny little horrible eyes. It's very bad. And Kelsey hears him yelling for help, not Jinxer, Derek, and goes to find him. And so she jumps over a fence or something and, like, beats a couple of them up. And then he ends up getting away because the other Rangers show up, and is this when she does the morph?
She morphed first before the other Rangers showed up.
She morphed before the other Rangers showed up.
She jumps over a bush or a fence or something, kicks a couple baddies on her way down.
Yeah.
Says trash talks Jinxer, who trash talks her back. Right. And she says, not today. Throws the shield out and like dives through it. Does like a tuck and roll.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And she comes out of it into a kick.
Yeah. These morphs are so good.
They're the best.
Yeah, these morphs rule, and I hope we get them for the rest of the season, because they are great. So then the other Rangers show up, and the baddies are like, ah, screw Derek, he can't do anything. And they go to fight the Power Rangers, and while they're all fighting, I guess Derek steals the egg? I didn't actually see it happen.
It doesn't show it happen. It shows him for 1 second, like, back in the bush going,
Yeah. He's like,
Then the next thing you know, Jinxer's like, the egg is gone.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They're just like, Derek stole it. Don't worry. We don't have the money to film Derek stealing it, but he got it.
We're already paying him so much to talk in this episode.
He has lines. He has to do a skateboard. I honestly think this guy, they went down to the skate park and was like, who can talk out loud pretty okay? Because he's not a terrible actor.
No, he's not.
He's not wonderful, but he's not like bad by any stretch. And some guy does an ollie. And then is like, I can. Like, you're hired. You're going to be Derek in this episode of Power Rangers. So during this fight, it's fine. It's a pretty good fight. Chad definitely, like, hip tosses one and then sort of elbow drops it, but more or less just, like, sits on his stomach and punches a baddie right in the crotch.
Yep.
Just cuz?
I think it's supposed to be, like, you remember, Tommy did it a lot. He would, like, drop a putty and then punch him in the stomach.
Yeah.
And that, like, would be, like, the kill shot.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that, but instead he got him in the weenie.
He just hits him right in the wiener, and it's like, those are, like, do baddies have nards? And number two, Chad. Come on. You're a Power Ranger. Your sensei would be so mad at you. I guess we cut back. Oh, no, we eventually get to a point where Jinxer is like, forget you, we're leaving. And then he leaves, and then we cut over to Derek on some steps, like, everybody wants this egg, and I have it. And then he kisses the egg, which is nasty.
It's gross, because you see the egg up close, and it looks like a bug.
Yeah.
It's yucky. I don't approve of this. Derek?
So then we cut to Jinxer, who's like, oh, if Olympias finds out that I lost the egg, he's going to be so mad. Who can find an egg? A bird? And, yeah, a bird can find eggs.
You know who's probably better at finding a random
snakes.
Egg? A snake.
Snakes love finding eggs.
Or
they
like
love it.
A zangoose? That's not what I meant.
Mongoose?
A mongoose.
Yeah, but only because they track down snake-stealing
right.
Egg-stealing snakes.
Right, they eat the snake and then just smush the egg.
And they have an egg, and they're like, what do I do with this egg? And they're just like, here, you can have it back. Like, we love you, mongoose. It's like, because they're crotchety.
Yeah, whatever.
I love mongoose. They're so good. He goes, okay, and he has a Yu-Gi-Oh card, and it's got, the mean crows from Dumbo?
Nope.
You know in the movie Dumbo how there's mean crows that trick Dumbo and neg him the whole time and emotionally abuse him because Dumbo's a bad movie? It's like a really mean movie to Dumbo. It's called Dumbo, and his name isn't even Dumbo. Like, his name is like Jerry, and they're like, you look stupid because of your ears. We're going to call you Dumbo now. And also, your mom is going to sit in a cage, and that's the whole movie.
I don't think I've ever seen Dumbo.
It's sad.
And now I don't think I'm ever going to.
Don't. They're making a live action one.
Of course they are. That's what Disney's doing now. That's making bad live action versions of all their good
thing
movies.
Is bad live action movies. And as long as in this one, they're not just super mean to Dumbo the whole time, it might be better.
Well, they're going to be super mean to Dumbo.
The only thing they're going to do is, because this is their new favorite thing, is being like, we went on the internet and looked up CinemaSins and saw what this movie is bad at, and we're going to address those plots. Not all the forks have souls in Beauty and the Beast 2017. No one cares. No one was wondering. Except for what, like three dudes on the internet. Thanks, Beauty and the Beast 2017. Cool map.
Hey, you want to know a movie?
Cool teleporting book.
You want to know a movie I saw in theaters?
Beauty and the Beast 2017?
That one. Yeah, that's the first movie Latasha and I saw at a theater together.
Oh, starting it off good, huh?
Yeah. It's a shame.
Look, now you've made it all the way to Slender Man.
Well, we've also seen Blockers, which was very good.
I heard it was good.
I highly recommend Blockers. It's a fun time.
You saw Boss Baby?
Boss Baby's my second favorite movie now.
After Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's close.
Really?
It's real close.
I'm still gonna watch it. Anyway, so he summons up this anthropomorphic crow from Dumbo, and it doesn't come out of the mouth of the demon mouth.
Because he gets confused. He's like, what did I do wrong? Because he says, like, I'm in trouble. Give me a bird on the double.
Do it
or whatever.
Double. Yeah.
And it doesn't. And he's like, what
Nothing,
the heck?
Yeah.
He's like, what in the demon hell happened here?
What in here happened?
And then he pops out his big goofy cartoon face, like bugs out of the oven.
It's straight up Looney Tunes. And he's like, what in the chow hell is this? And he lands on him. And then Jinxer's eyes get big. His like glasses get real big. It's like, who detects Avery do a spot in Super Sentai?
It's a different episode now. Everything is different after this.
It gets wild at one point. Straight up banoonus. So he's like, yeah, I'm a Snagglepuss. I can't do a Snagglepuss voice. I don't remember
it. Speaking candy.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses. And so he's like, I'm going to find an egg. And we cut to baddies raiding a supermarket. They're knocking over Demoulas, and they got carts full of eggs, and they just like run out into the parking lot, and Dumbo Bird is there. I didn't get his name.
Bird Brain.
That's bad. Remember Fish Face like, last year?
I feel like we already had a Bird Brain.
I know for a fact we've had a Bird Brain. We have to have had a Bird Brain.
There's no way it took them a whole year to get to Bird Brain.
If not... If not, then we've definitely had at least a solid dozen birds that they have called Bird Brain.
Yeah, they've made the joke.
And so now they're just skipping the pretense.
Yeah.
So he's like, what do you got for me? And then they wheel up with their eggs. And he's like, these are regular eggs. And starts tipping the carts. And he's like, I hate them. Yeah.
He like knocks a carton out of one of the baddies' hands at one point, and all the eggs that hit the ground bounce and don't break.
Yep. And then later, like in a minute, the Power Rangers show up and there's like four eggs on the ground.
Yeah, they could afford one half dozen of real eggs.
They're like, do you have any that are already cracked in the thing? We'll take the cracked ones for free because we're just going to put them on the street. And so the Rangers come up. And my notes from here on out get real loosey-goosey because I was just kind of stuck to this episode. It was so wild.
It's hard to not watch the rest of this.
Yeah, which is good. That's major points in his favor. And so the Rangers are like, hey, we're going to get that egg first, idiot. And he's like, I don't think so. And Kelsey's like, we don't even care anyway. And turns around and is like, we're going to get the egg. And like winks at them. And I was like... okay, what's your plan?
I still don't know what it is, but all the other Rangers are like, fucking egg.
Eggs are for losers. Only dorks and wizards like eggs. And they start walking away, and I think it's Joel's like, that egg's probably going to hatch a turkey anyway. Oh, also, earlier in the episode, we did see that when the egg hatches, a giant monster will like wash over the city, and it's like very kind of creepy looking. Like Walpurgis Nacht from Madoka Magica from 15 years from then will come back in time. And so it's like, it's a big deal. This egg hatches, like the city's destroyed, right? And he's like, No, because if the egg hatches, then the city will destroy it. And then what are you going to do?
Yeah, he's like, it's going to unleash a giant monster and wreck everything. And Kelsey's like, so that's what's in the egg. Gotcha.
Got him. So then, before the Rangers can celebrate their gotten him, 100 flyers rain down.
So many flyers, like a flyby of flyers.
It's literally like Daniel Bryan just won WrestleMania 30, and instead of confetti, it was flyers.
Or it's just like a 1998, no, he might have been the artist formally by then, a 1997 Gold Dust entrance of flyers.
Yeah, just like so many flyers. And you're like, did he just like get on a roof and throw them off? And hold that thought. Because yes.
He made so many copies to give to 6 people.
He went down to Fogg's and he had a $20 bill. And was like, I'm doing a lot of local references this one.
Yeah, he glued some magazine clippings to one sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And he made 210-cent copies of it.
And threw them down.
And threw them at the Power Rangers and a demon monster bird.
Yep.
That talks like Elmer, not Elmer Fudd, but like a Looney Tune.
He's, yeah, it's Snagglepuss. Maybe, was there a different one? I can only remember Snagglepuss.
It's definitely Snagglepuss. Yeah.
And so then they're like, okay, and they both like separate because now they know that like at the docks at noon is when the egg is there. And so we smash cut to Carter. Clark Kenting, literally, he's in a suit, his hair is slicked back. He puts on red glasses.
He also has a red tie.
A red tie? The deepest cut. We've done it, Josh. We finally made the deepest cut. If anyone can tell us what the red tie is referencing, I will personally PayPal you $5. So then he walks by Dana, who's a punker now. And her hair is in, like, Amy Lee Evanescence going.
It's just, like, 600 ponytails.
It's a lot. There's some, like, clip-in highlights. And
they're pink. Don't worry.
And then behind her, blurred out.
We get, like, a quick focus when he casts his line.
Yeah, we do. We do. And you can tell that he has a mustache. And you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
You're like, who's this man in the fisherman hat with the mustache? And you're like, wait a minute. That's a green vest.
It was blue.
That's a blue vest, I meant.
And I was like, that's got to be Chad. And then it zooms in and it focuses and it's Chad and his mustache half falls off.
It just starts flapping in the wind. That's so good.
It's like, Chad, fix your.
What a Chad thing.
You're undercover, Chad.
It's like they know Chad's a little stupid.
Yeah. Because he is. He's just a little stupid. And then we cut to 2 old ladies walking. One's in a green muumuu and one's in a yellow muumuu. And that's Joel and Kelsey. And Joel is in, like, he's just wearing a muumuu and he has a wig and, like, a purse, right?
Yeah.
Kelsey has full-on old lady makeup.
Yeah, head to toe. She's in character, too.
Yeah, and she is hobbling. Like,
yeah.
It looks like the actress Sasha Williams is probably hurt herself by how like contorted she made her body. And it's like, that's too dedicated, Kelsey.
They say something back and forth, and I don't know. I don't remember what.
I was basically screaming at this point.
But Joel drives his point home by adjusting his bosom.
Yeah.
Like at Kelsey. He's probably like, you don't have these things.
This
like,
is ridiculous. Yeah. And at one point, he's like, this wig is itchy. Joel was fine this episode.
He did fine.
He was fine.
He only had the, like, 3 lines.
Yeah.
I think that's the best Joel to write.
That's, yeah. Oh, pretty much.
Have him make a couple dumb jokes and then just, like.
Like, we've seen good Joel before. Like, there, it happens. But then they go, what if instead? Follow me here. What if he was a gross perv?
What if he's so bad? Josh almost quits. Yeah. That'll be fun for the kids.
That'll teach them.
That'll teach the kids good morals.
Something. So then an egg drones in. There's like a helicopter with like a net and the egg is in it and it like flies in. And oh, sorry. Right before then, 5 people in suits come up and one of them has a very fake beard and they all have sunglasses and hats. And it's like, here's the Amish Men in Black. Yeah. And so one of them the beard one, the super exceptionally fake beard, is
yeah,
like,
it's real bad.
He's like, find the egg. And they look around and the egg's there and they have a suitcase full of money and they run up. And then like the, from the, I think it comes from the helicopter. It's like, put the money in the trash can. And there's like a yellow recycling can.
It's like a helicopter drone flies in from the ocean.
Yeah.
And all of the obvious bad guys, all the not Power Rangers in disguise go, the egg. Just over and over, like, egg, 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 hey, egg. get the egg, egg.
Just one word. It means nothing anymore. And so they put it in the yellow, the very bright yellow recycling can, and put the lid back on.
Thank goodness they put the lid back on. That was very nice of them.
Yes. I thought, because you can see like a rope coiled up behind it, and I could see the shape of this episode.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I was like, as soon as that thing, in real life, when that popped over the banister, it was gone.
Because
like
it doesn't jump over the banister. It slams into it and tumbles
and
over.
Flips. And so it turns out Derek is on a jet ski.
Yeah. Yeah, it showed him at one point when he was like, put the money in the trash.
Yeah.
It like cut to him with like a little, not megaphone, but I guess like a microphone that comes out through the helicopter.
He's got a life vest on because safety first, kids. Even if you're a thief, doesn't mean you have to be stupid. And he takes off, and he had way too much slack on the rope. Like it,
he had like six miles.
It was certainly the full bolt of rope.
But that's
rope.
Okay, because as the rope is uncoiling, everyone is just watching it, like, oh my god,
oh no,
where's the money gonna go? We better watch and find out.
I'm riveted. And then the egg drops, and they catch it, but it's just a ball.
It's like a sky ball. It's not. It's nothing.
And the main one, who is, turns out to be Bird Brain, is like, ah, dang it, and throws it on the ground and just bounces right back up off screen.
And then Viper catches it outside of the episode because it's gone. It never comes back down.
And so he jet skis away, and they transform back into monsters, and they're like, go get him. And so all the baddies jump in the water, which they explicitly can't do.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing.
Yeah, that made me so mad. It's like, why? They do this all the time. They just have this like need to establish lore so they can break it later.
And normally, like in any, literally any other season, I would be like, well, maybe this writer didn't see the first episodes. But it's the same dude.
It's the same dude, and their whole base is underwater
for a reason.
So they can't get to it.
It's very
dumb. But I guess the baddies can just go in the water.
If they gotta get an egg in this trying time.
Sacrifice yourself for the egg, even though the egg wants to be down there.
That's how it hatch. But it's not in the water. It's
you're right.
It's in his, like...
Yeah, his fanny pack.
Oh, did we skip over the part where he ran away from the Power Rangers and tricked them? I think we did.
No, I think that's later. Maybe we did skip over that.
Yeah, I think that was earlier. At some point, and I do not remember when.
That might be after this. Because Kelsey takes off after him.
No, because he's on the jet ski, and then Kelsey finds him, and then he shows back up later, but they don't chase. He just slams.
Oh, no, it was after he threw the flyers. They chased him because they saw him up on the roof.
Yes. We got talking about Demulas, I guess, or fogs or whatever. So, yeah, earlier, he runs from them. They get him on a stairwell. Kelsey jumps off of one, like the floor above and lands. And then he's like, all right, here's the egg. And hands her like this tin can. It's like coffee can.
Yeah, put it in this Folgers
can. And while she is like struggling to get it off, he like slowly sneaks behind her. And then she opens it, and it's the spring-loaded gotcha with a fake peanuts can.
But yeah, a bunch of snakes pop out.
Yeah, it's that. So a lot of pranks in this episode.
And then all the Power Rangers go, oh, man.
Ah, beans. Ah, Derek.
That dirty Derek, he got us again.
Derek got us again. It was pranks. And so that was earlier. So back to now. Kelsey sees him go away. The Ranger's like, Kelsey, go after him. So she starts running in her old lady get up. And she like strips while she's running. She like throws the wig off. Does like a Power Rangers tear the dress off and rips her face off screen because the makeup definitely was attached and would not have come off that clean.
It's not off screen. She's in the distance and her back is to us. So it's definitely like different. But you see her grab her face and throw it
to the ground.
Yeah,
we don't see it physically come off. Right, but we do see her like remove it and just throw a face on the ground. And then she runs
away.
It's
going to traumatize some poor kid hanging out at the docks.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So he gets to another dock and he has like, look at all this money. I'm going to buy so much stuff, and throws it in the air.
Yeah, he's like, I can buy so much with this. There goes 1,000 of it. There, I just tossed into the wind.
That's 2,000 money.
And apparently, it's real money that the demons had.
The demons robbed a bank?
They must have just robbed a bank, which is weird because wouldn't the Power Rangers have gone to stop them?
Well, no, they were too busy looking for this egg. Looking for the thing.
Thing.
Kelsey saves him because the baddies show up and they're about to beat him up and take his egg. And then...
No, they catch him. And one of them is about to cut his head off with a sword.
Oh, that's right. And it gets shot, right?
Yeah, it starts to swing. Kelsey just barely made it in there to shoot this guy.
We almost saw this guy's kappa get detonated right off his body. And thank goodness for Kelsey, because that would be a bad day at the docks.
Yeah.
And so she fights him off, and she's like, are you okay? Like, lands next to him, is like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And so then she beats him up, and she's like, all right, give me the egg. And he's like, no. And she's like, give me the money back. And he's like, no, I earned this money. And she's like, you stole it. You literally stole all of it. This is stolen. And then she says something about how, like, you're just a no good crook. And, like, people are out there in trouble. And you're just stealing money and stuff.
Like, so you're just worried about yourself. And then they just, like, stare at each other for a second. And she goes, whatever. And she runs off.
And leaves to go help her friends. And he's like, you're wrong about me. I was like, are you trying to do a face turn this late in the game? Okay. Okay. All right, Power Rangers. I'll go with you on this ride. So she gets back and fights Bird Brain. And a lot of... Oh, by the way, earlier, Carter tripped Bird Brain with his rescue rope. That's just what I'm calling the ropes that they have.
It's red and it's a rope. It's a color-coded rope. It's his. It's rescue rope.
Kelsey's got a yellow one and she wraps around Bird Brain's mouth to like make the save for the other Rangers. And they join up and they do some fighting. And then they all end up getting beat up. And then Derek shows up. And he's got the egg. And Bird Brain's like, give me the egg.
It was before that fight when all the Rangers morph. That's when Joel said his wig was itchy.
Yes. We don't see the morph because they just cut away. They're like, we don't need to show the regular morph. We have the new cool one that we'll do one an episode. That's it. And honestly, that's much better.
Yeah.
And so he has the egg. And he's like, Bortles! And throws it. And the Ranger...
It's a good throw. It's like a perfect spiral.
Perfect spiral. This guy... played with a lot of Nerf balls as a kid. It was the 90s.
My spirals were always wobbly. I could never really get the art form of spirals down.
I feel like I have a decent spiral. My problem is I can't throw too hard or else my shoulder pops out of its socket, which is bad. It's a good spiral, but the distance is limited.
Quarterbacking is just not for you.
No, I'm never going to play pro ball. They'll never take me. I'll never be the next Bortles. And he's like 8 years younger than me. He's like 24. That's
8 years younger than me.
8 years younger than you. It's not 8 years younger than me. But he's very young. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's hard getting old.
It's okay. I have a pretty successful podcast. It's basically the same thing.
It hurt my abs to tie my shoe the other day. So I'm doing great. I'm just having a good time.
You gotta do some stretches, my dude.
Yeah.
You're gonna be tying your shoes all cold. You gotta warm up first. You're not a young man.
You're right.
So as the perfect spiral egg is flying through the sky, he's like, kill him. So Rangers pull out. I think it's the rescue bird, but I don't know.
It definitely looks like the rescue bird gun. I don't know where they got it from.
They just have it, and they shoot it, and they kill him. And then the egg lands, and it was full of gack. As you can imagine.
Yep.
As most things on the show are. Just gack all up in there. And then Jinxer shows up and shoots Derek.
Yeah, he's pissed. He broke his egg.
Kelsey runs over. She's like, are you okay? He's like, I guess. I was shot by a demon, though.
A demon magic shot me.
It's pretty bad.
It exploded everywhere except directly on me, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. And so then he trap cards the wet meat. That used to be Bird Brain, and it's just like it's like if you had a real big Oreo, but you dipped it underwater for a while, and then smashed it on the ground, And it was, it's just like that Oreo looking.
Yeah, that moist Oreo.
It's like dunked Oreo, yeah. But it's also a little meaty. It's gross.
It's nasty. He sticks a card in it.
He puts his Yu-Gi-Oh, his favorite Yu-Gi-Oh trap card, Monster Reborn, in there. It's actually a magic card. Nobody at me. I know that Monster Reborn is not a trap card. Don't, I don't need to hear
it. What have you done? What have you done to our mentions? I'm
trying to save us. So then Jinx is like, you're going to eat it. And then he grows. And then they call the Super Trey Megazord.
He's different when he grows.
Yes. Which makes you think this is an older episode because we never see Sentai footage of Olympias with the egg. We don't think we see Sentai footage of the egg except for the dipping.
Them dipping it in. And, yeah, it's weird. It's a Kelsey-centric episode because they have like this 1 second clip of her kicking Jinxer.
Yes.
And they used that earlier before the other Rangers came in when they first attacked the Derek.
Yeah.
It's 1 second in Sentai footage of her kicking Jinxer, and then it cuts right back to American footage for the rest of that fight.
Yeah, and then later on, the only other thing that's like Kelsey Yellow Ranger centric is the Yellow Ranger is the one that like makes the save for the Rangers.
Yeah, because they're all like posturing, and the Yellow Ranger just runs away for some reason.
Yeah,
and in Power Rangers, that's to chase Derek.
Yeah,
who knows what was going on in the Sentai?
I don't know. So now they have a big bird, and he has like a mask on, and that was like
a knight helmet, but for a bird.
This is like late game Diabolico stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
when they grew, they had like a different thing about them, and
they were upgraded.
We haven't seen that since Diabolico died, so like, I don't know. I think it's an earlier episode. Also, they called the Super Train, which they did have a couple episodes with the other stuff, but I don't remember if they had the Omega and Meganzords because we definitely saw them blow up in space before they got the Omega and Meganzords. So I don't know. I just think it's an older episode. They kill it. Nothing special happens.
No, it hits them once and then they blow it up.
Yeah, they use
it. Yeah, they like shoot it. They're like, the turbine does nothing. And then they shoot it and kill it with the turbine and missiles.
Yeah.
That's so.
That's the trick. Do both.
It's weak to homing torpedo.
You're playing a lot of Mega Man?
I'm so deep in Mega Man right now. Oh, God, up to my eyeballs.
So then we cut to the Skull Cavern. And Olympias is looking for Jinxer, who's hiding behind one of the pillars. And he's like, Olympias, or Jinxer, get out here so I can shoot you in the butt. I'm so mad. And he's like, and he starts running away. And he's like, there he is. And he shoots him in the butt. And he's like, hey, it wasn't my fault. That's it. That's the whole
thing. And then they run off shooting each other in the butt or whatever.
More butt shooting. You know how demons are. Then we cut back to...
You know what they don't play with enough?
Butts?
No. No.
Not enough no. butt stuff?
I think there's just enough butt stuff for a children's show in Power Rangers. The fact that Olympias went from being a baby to a grown-up, so he's like a baby in a man, in like a grown man's body.
Yeah, there could be a lot more with that.
They don't play with the, like, he's just a child.
Yeah, no, they're like, he's a man now.
Yeah, he just also mentally matured when his body did.
That's a star power.
Because I just think him chasing Jinxer and shooting him in the butt because he broke his egg is just such a baby thing to do.
It's a real baby move. It's like a terrible twos kind of thing if you could also shoot people.
Which fire that you just can make.
Yeah. So then we cut to Kelsey, who sees Derek giving homeless people some bread. And Derek's like, that's all I could get. Sorry. And like, oh, you're so good to us, Derek. And then she's like, oh, that's why you were stealing food, is to give it to the homeless people who are like right next to the farmer's market.
Yeah, because we'll see in a minute the stall that he was stealing apples from is right around the corner from where they're at.
And like, I know like part of me wants to be like, they could just like go ask if they could like do something to get a little bit of food because like the farmer's market is right there. But I also know that people hate homeless people out of hand.
Yeah.
So that probably wouldn't work for them, which is a bummer.
Yeah. He's like, I was getting it for the homeless. And Kelsey's like, oh, I didn't know. Stealing is okay if you're giving it to the homeless.
I think she's just like, it's still wrong, but at least you weren't doing it for evil.
Yeah, you weren't just stealing apples to steal apples.
Just to chuck them on the ground.
Also, if you had said something, I could have bought the apples for
you. Right, yeah. And he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm all done stealing. And then he goes over and it's Mr.
He also says, I even gave the money to the cops.
Yeah.
Which confirms real money in that briefcase.
Yeah. Which could have bought a lot of food for those homeless people, I think.
Yeah.
Done a lot of good, but if it was stolen, it was bank robbed
money.
It
must have been bank robbed if he gave it to the cops.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be like, demons gave me this.
I found this demon money?
They boiled this money in their oven and gave it to me. And apparently it's legal tender now.
It's American legal tender somehow.
They laundered it in a demon oven.
Yep. And now here it is. I'm giving it to the cops. What a narc.
And that cop's just going to give it to the bank, and it's going to be nobody's money but the bank's.
Yep. And that might make its way to rich people, and it'll die in their bank account. So then he's
way
like,
go, Derek.
Thanks, Derek. So then he's like, I got a job. I helped Mr. Feeney, whatever his name was.
I don't know.
It's Mr. Feeney now. I helped Mr. Feeney. Like, he let me, you know, work for him to pay off, you know, what I stole, and he's keeping me on. I have a job now. Ha ha.
Yeah, and this is when Mr. Feeney yells his name.
Yeah, he's like,
he might have also just like, been, hurr. Yeah, he might have just been like, hey, boy,
young man. Yeah, maybe it was Arnie.
Oh, it might have been Arnie.
Honestly, I don't know. But anyway, he's like, yeah, so I got to get back to work now. And she's like, oh, cool. And he like goes away. And she's like, maybe sometime you can show me those cool skateboard moves. And he's like, you need to keep up. Blah, blah, blah. And they laugh and he throws a tangerine at her. And she catches it and laughs. And that's what the end of the episode is.
Yeah.
So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
The best, I don't know if this is the best part of the episode, but this is my favorite, so I'm besting it.
That's what the best is.
The Power Rangers disguises is my favorite part of the episode.
I also am going to say the Power Rangers disguises because I lost my mind when it just like, because I thought it was just going to be Carter, right?
Yeah, and then you... Like, in the background, you can see this, like, punker with a guitar and pink hair, and you're like, wait a second.
Like, hold on a second. Is that... Because she's, like, looking down. She's got, like, little beatnik sunglasses on. And
all of the reveals are, like, background gags, and then they zoom in on them.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's like you're accidentally solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, am I getting close? And you get like one step, you're like, I think I'm actually going to finish this. And then you do, and you're like, here's the thing. Here's the whole thing. It was really well done. What's the worst?
Crap, I had it. What was it? What's your worst?
I don't
know. Maybe it was the same.
My worst, I think, is...
Oh, the worst is the damn baddies jumping into the water.
Yeah, I don't know what if I had one either, but the just blatant disregard for the one rule about demons? Judd? Because you know this isn't a Jackie problem. This is a Judd problem.
Oh, yeah, this is Judd being like, just put him in the water.
Just put him in the water.
We have the Sentai footage of them jumping into water. We have to use it, Jackie.
And she's like, fine. And she just like, there, it's in the script. Whatever. Give it to Ryuta.
Kids, a select few kids are going to be very mad. Also, some adults way later down the road.
Way down the line. They're going to find a VHS because they didn't know about Netflix back then.
They're going to have it on tape.
They're going to have it on tape and they're going to be so mad at these tapes. Who's the MVP?
I think it's Kelsey, right?
I also think it's Kelsey. I kind of want to give it to Derek.
It's a little bit Derek. I have a problem giving it to Derek in that I know this is like the moral of this story is either like redemption. Don't judge a book by its cover. But you only can do that story so many times before it's like, bad people are good, actually.
Yeah.
That's why I have a problem giving it to Derek.
The other thing is, Derek's entire first two-thirds of this episode is him being a real wanker.
He's snotty.
Yeah, he's a real bad
dude. So I'm going to give it to Kelsey.
I think I'll also give it to Kelsey. Honorable mention to Derek at the end for turning his life around. They didn't paint him too great, so I'll give it to Kelsey. She did some cool rollerblading stunts. And Sasha Williams was doing most of her own stunts, as far as I could tell.
You could clearly see it was her a few times,
yeah,
especially during the chase.
Yeah, so good on her. Now we gotta rank it.
So I'm looking right in the middle of this list, and how do we feel about this vs the Cobra Strikes?
I like it. Better, I think. Two above that is As Time Runs Out, which was a couple episodes ago with the
yeah, it was
swamp
right
thing.
After the one time travel.
Yeah,
episode.
that was the flowers, and they had to go to space to get rid of the pollen that was going to shoot out of them in an hour.
Yeah,
and I think it's better than that.
Okay, but is this episode up to the challenge?
Oh. It was certainly wilder.
It's definitely wilder, and that's giving it a lot of points for me. I love a goofy over the top Power Rangers episode.
Same, and like I was like I like my notes. Most of my notes for the entire second half are me like during the Zord fight going, all right, what happened real quick, just like, yeah, once, so I can remember it.
Once Bird Brain pops out of that oven, this is like a season one episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, and it's really good. Like, yeah. Down to like the weird way they solve it with like a remote control helicopter and Power Rangers in goofy disguises. So I think it's better than up to the challenge.
What about the fifth crystal?
Then we got Casey Jones' grandma, which is pretty neat, but I think I like this better.
I think I like this better too.
Olympias Ascends, I remember being really good, mostly because of like the Power Rangers, like the fake Rangers. It was Olympias acting like them. Yeah. I liked the entire second act, and I liked that a lot. But I think I like this more too. The Chosen Path was the Chad Sensei episode, right?
Yep.
I think it's around there.
Okay.
Because that one had a demon doing Tai Chi in the woods with an old man and then pile driving.
It did have a training montage that ended with him spiral pile driving a rock down a waterfall.
That was pretty good. Is it better than that?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe right below that. Because Strength of the Sun, the only thing I remember is at the very end, Ryan stole the Megazord. The Sun Megazord was like, hey, I don't know how to drive this. And at the end of that, Captain Mustache was like, I would have done the same thing.
Right.
So I like that a lot about that. But I think this episode's better than that. But I don't know if it's as good as Chosen Path. So right, I think between that's those. Fair.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
So coming in at number 7, The Great Egg Caper. All right, Josh, what are we watching on Friday?
We are watching Lightspeed Blue.
All right. Very excited about that. We're going to have a guest on. It's going to be a very good time. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Hey,
your ride's here. Just go outside. So,
hey, just call him. Everyone has a phone. Text him.
Can't believe we're still honking in 2018.
Right? It should be a crime now.